Beginning of the End, Chapter 63, David Kills Goliath. This chapter is based on 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14-23, and chapter 17. When King Saul realized that God had rejected him, he was filled with bitter rebellion and despair. He had no clear understanding of his sin and did not reform his life. He brooded over what he thought was God's injustice in taking the kingdom away from his descendants. He constantly dreaded the ruin that he had brought on his family. He did not meekly accept God's rebuke, but his proud spirit became desperate until he was on the verge of becoming insane. His counselors advised him to seek a skilled musician, hoping that the soothing notes of a sweet instrument might calm his troubled spirit. David, as a skilled harpist, was brought before the king. His heaven-inspired music had the desired effect, and the dark cloud over Saul's mind was charmed away. Whenever necessary, David was called back to soothe the mind of the troubled king. Although Saul expressed delight in David and his music, the young shepherd felt a sense of relief when he went from the king's house to the fields and hills of his pasture. David was growing in favor with God and man. He had been in the court of the king and had seen the responsibilities of royalty. He had understood some of the mysteries in the character of Israel's first king. He knew that in their private life, the household of Saul were far from happy. These things troubled his thoughts, but he turned to his harp and brought out music that elevated his mind to the author of everything good, and the dark clouds that seemed to shadow the future disappeared. David's special educator. As Moses was trained for his work, so the Lord was fitting the son of Jesse to become the guide of his chosen people. Animal predators lurked in the lonely hills and wild ravines where David wandered with his flocks. Frequently lions or bears, fierce with hunger, came to attack the flocks. David was armed only with his sling and shepherd's staff, yet he protected his flock courageously. Describing these encounters later, he said, "When a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard, and struck and killed it." His experience developed his courage, fortitude, and faith. When Israel declared war against the Philistines, three of Jesse's sons joined the army under Saul, but David stayed at home. After a time, however, he went to visit the camp. His father gave him a message and a gift for his older brothers, but Jesse did not know that the armies of Israel were in danger and that an angel had directed David to save his people. As David came close to the army, Israel and the Philistines were drawn up in battle lines, army against army. Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, came out and with insulting language defied Israel to provide a man from their ranks who would fight with him. When David learned that the Philistine hurled his defiance at them day after day without any champion stepping forward to silence the boaster, he was fired up with zeal to preserve the honor of God. The armies of Israel were depressed. They said to each other, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel." Ashamed and indignant, David exclaimed, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Even as a shepherd, David had revealed daring, courage, and strength rarely seen, and the mysterious visit of Samuel to their father's house had made the brothers suspicious of the real object of his visit. Their jealousy had been aroused. And now Eliab regarded the question that David asked as a rebuke to his own cowardice in making no attempt to silence the giant. The elder brother exclaimed angrily, "Why did you come down here, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." David's answer was respectful but firm. "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" David brought before the king. The words of David were repeated to the king, who summoned the youth before him. "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Saul tried to talk David out of it, but the young man was not to be dissuaded. "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." For 40 days Israel had trembled before the Philistine giant. On his head was a helmet of bronze. He wore a metal coat that weighed 5,000 shekels, and he had bronze armor on his legs. The coat was made of bronze plates that overlaid one another, like the scales of a fish, and no arrow could possibly penetrate the armor. The giant carried a huge javelin, also of bronze. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield-bearer went before him. Morning and evening Goliath had challenged the camp of Israel, saying, "Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants. I defy the armies of Israel." The king had little hope that David would be successful in his brave attempt. He gave the command to clothe the young man in the king's own armor. The heavy bronze helmet was put on his head, and the coat of mail was placed on his body. The king's sword was at his side. Thus equipped, he started toward Goliath. But soon he came back. The worried spectators thought that David had decided not to risk his life. But this was far from what the brave young man was thinking. When he returned, he took off the king's armor, and in its place took only his staff and a simple sling. Choosing 5 smooth stones out of the brook, he put them in his bag, and with his sling in his hand advanced toward the Philistine. The giant strode forward boldly, expecting to meet the mightiest of the warriors of Israel. His armor-bearer walked before him as if nothing could resist him. As he came near, he saw a mere youth. David's well-knit body, unprotected by armor, was impressive, yet there was a marked contrast between its youthful outline and the massive proportions of the Philistine. Goliath despises the youthful David. Goliath was filled with amazement and anger. "Am I a dog," he exclaimed, "that you come to me with sticks?" He heaped terrible curses on David, then called scornfully, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field." David did not weaken. Stepping forward, he said to his antagonist, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." This speech, given in a clear voice, rang out on the air, and the listening thousands heard it distinctly. In his rage, Goliath pushed up the helmet that protected his forehead and rushed forward. So it was, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. The two armies had been certain that David would be killed, but when the stone went whizzing through the air straight to the mark, they saw the mighty warrior tremble and reach forth his hands as if struck with blindness. The giant staggered, and like a great oak tree fell to the ground. David did not wait an instant. He jumped on the fallen form of the Philistine and took hold of Goliath's sword with both hands. He lifted it in the air, and the head of the boaster rolled from his body. A shout of joy went up from the camp of Israel. The Philistines were terror-stricken, and the triumphant Hebrews rushed after their fleeing enemies to the gates of Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents.